Welcome to Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. Conscious Talk is brought to you in part by Essential Formulas, distributors of Dr. O'Hara's and Reg Active, now available online as well as in fine health stores. And now I welcome your hosts for the day, Brenda Michaels and Rob Spears.
And good morning, everyone, and welcome to the show. Thanks for tuning in today here on Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference.
Well, we have been learning really what perseverance is all about. We've been consumed with smoke. We see the environmental damage that we've been talking about for years. And this is really that time when you want to grab a hold of that spiritual rudder.
And you want to show up in your lives, folks. And we are not a political station. We're not a political show. But the times are calling for all of us to step up, show up, and step out. And please have your voice heard. This isn't really about Republican and Democrat. It's really about who is moving forward, who has the ideas and the leadership to move us forward, and who is deciding to stay in the declining energy that really is losing steam on this planet. We are not in those energies anymore that we are currently seem to be stuck in. That energy's gone.
Yeah, we are certainly not in the position to go backwards. This is a big choice for humanity.
Yes, it is.
It's a big choice for the planet, but less so for the planet, because the planet will persevere beyond us. This is our opportunity to stay on it. So this is where you want to stay healthy. This is where you want to stand for what you believe in. This is where you get to be part of the solution as opposed to be part of the problem. This is no time to stand on the sidelines.
No, please vote. Do everything you can to get your voice heard.
Vote early and help those that you believe in. So also, I want to let you know, Plus CBD oil has been doing a lot of really great flash sales. So fast, I mean, sometimes they last a day, sometimes 2 days. So fast we can't keep up with it. Sometimes up to 70% off. So pluscbdoil.com.
Also want to remind you that Mark Nepo's been on our show many times. He's going to have a 3-session webinar in October called More Together Than Alone, The Power and Spirit of Community, October 4th, 11th, 18. Go to live.marknepo.com. That's live.marknepo.com, and we'll be right back.
Welcome to Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. Well, coming up this hour on Conscious Talk, are psychics for real? Well, we have someone who can make that case. And in truth, he's both a highly respected medium as well as an attorney licensed to argue before the Supreme Court. We'll have a chat with Mark Anthony, author of Never Letting Go and Evidence of Eternity. And we think you'll be fascinated by what he has to say. And now I welcome your hosts for the day, Brenda Michaels and Rob Spears.
And thank you, Benny, and welcome, folks, to another hour of Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. And we're making a difference, yes, again here today, because we bring to you the very best people that we know of, people that are making a positive difference in their lives and the lives of others. People are learning, they're growing, they're waking up, coming on the show, teaching all of us. And on this show, we learn and grow together one listener at a time. That listener is you.
Well, our special guest today is someone who's been on the show in the past and someone we've actually had experiences with. And we are, you know, so happy to have him back. It's Mark Anthony. He has been known as the psychic lawyer. He's also known as the psychic explorer because he's a fourth generation psychic medium who communicates with spirits. Now, most interestingly, he's also a successful attorney. He's licensed to practice law in Florida, Washington, D.C., and before the United States Supreme Court. So he has authored two really great books on the subject. First one, Never Letting Go, and the other is evidence of attorney.
Eternity.
I'm sorry, of attorney. What a play on words, of eternity. And we've been waiting for his third book.
Yes.
And, you know, we're going to get him on the line right now. Mark, welcome back to Conscious Talk.
Well, thank you, Rob. Thank you, Brenda. It's always great. I love working with you guys. Thank you for having me on the show.
Oh, wow. We couldn't wait for your third book. We're really happy to have you back, Mark. And we'll get into some of the things that you shared with us a couple years ago in a reading you did for us later in the show. But first, I wanted to get into a little bit of you growing up psychic. And in the evidence of eternity, you write about how that was. When did you first realize you had that ability?
I was probably about 3.5 years old. And what started happening is I was seeing spirits. And I would sit there and talk to my invisible friends. And the uncanny thing is that my parents could see them too. So I realized my mom and dad were like, oh, he can do this, because they were both mediums. And so seeing spirits for me was not an unusual thing. And my parents were really good about it, obviously. They didn't look at it as negative or spooky or scary. But my dad was concerned because his sister had been treated horribly for being a medium. And he was afraid things like that could happen to me. So my parents were like, just talk to us about this. You can tell us anything you like, but don't talk to people outside of the house. So so it's been with me my whole life.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah. And being an attorney, were you ever able to use your psychic abilities in any of the work that you did, or did you keep that separate?
Well, it's not something that I advertised per se. You know, like, hi, call 1-800 psychic lawyer. And I didn't do that. But it's such a part of my skill set. A lot of times I would be using my abilities without realizing it because, you know, it's part of me. But particularly when I was selecting juries, I'd get a feel for people. Mm-hmm. The story that I like to talk about is in my first book, Never Letting Go. I was doing I was defense attorney for this gentleman who was in a barroom brawl. Okay, he was a big bruiser, got in a fight with another big bruiser. So it was, you know, combatant A got in a fight with combatant B, and the state's victim, combatant A, decided to file charges. Basically, in barroom brawls, the loser is the one that files charges. So on the jury panel, before evidence is taken, it's called voir dire, which is jury selection. And both sides get to ask prospective jurors questions to see if anyone has a predisposition or a prejudice. And I kept zeroing in on this one woman, and I kept feeling a female energy coming through around her. I kept feeling a tightness around my throat. So I knew there was a spirit trying to make contact. But, you know, this is jury trial. This is, you know, not time to do this. So when it was my turn to ask the prospective jurors questions, I asked, has anyone here been the victim of a crime, or somebody in your family been the victim of a violent crime? You know, because this was a battery case, it was a mm-hmm. crime of violence. Well, that woman's hand goes right up and tears start shooting out of her eyes. Mm-hmm. I'll never forget her. She was such a sweet, sweet, gentle looking person. And mm-hmm. she started trembling. And she said, a year ago, my sister was in a foreign country when an escaped mental patient strangled her, dismembered her body, and threw her in a dumpster like she was garbage.
Oh, man.
And I'm standing there, and not even the prosecutor, who was a real, you know, irritating personality, couldn't think of something to say. And I can hear my client like, dude, what are you doing? And, you know, in law school, they don't teach you, you know, how to handle something like this. So I'm standing there, and all of a sudden I'm getting a visual on her sister's spirit coming through, and I knew that her sister wanted to get a message through to her. So literally, here I am with a foot in both worlds. Mm. And the thing is, Rob and Brenda, if your listeners want to find out what happens, they're going to have to get my book, Never Letting Go.
I love it. Good for you, Mark. Yay. And it's a great book, by the way.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, we've read both books, and Evidence of Eternity. One of the things that I really like Mark, is that this isn't just telling story, you know, cool psychic stories. You really educate people.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's one of the reasons that we loved having you back, because, you know, you've learned yourself. You've been a real service to a lot of people. And, you know, you were of service to us, because Brenda's mom was, you know, quite aged. We had put her in a private nursing home. And things were going downhill for, and we were just amazed how she was holding on. And this was quite a while before her death. And, you know, in your reading, you kept saying the number 98 was significant. So explain what happens when you get numbers.
Yeah, numbers can always be very tricky, because they can be an age, a date, a time frame, an address, or a grouping. And, for example, I was doing a reading for these two sisters, and their mother spirit came through and began to talk about their other sister, who was alive and well. It's just that she wasn't at the reading, and she lives along the Gulf of Mexico on the panhandle in Florida. And the mother kept giving me Michael, 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 10-11, 10-11, October 11, 10-11. And the sisters didn't know what that meant. And they said, look, Mark, you know, we all know somebody named Michael. I mean, you know, I mean, I personally probably know 15, you know, people named Michael. Mm-hmm. And I said, you know, if you don't get it, don't sweat it. You know, just make a note of it. Well, 6 weeks later, they sent me an email and they said that they figured it out, because they wrote me, I'll never forget this. It's funny. It's funny, kind of. They said, on October 11th, she said, that was 2 weeks after we did the reading with you, was October 11, 10-11. And on that day, Hurricane Michael hit our sister's hometown, and she gave birth to her baby girl on 10-11 2 weeks early.
Wow.
And so, you know, we were thinking Michael was a person, not a hurricane. And of course, why would they think about 10-11? Because their sister's due date wasn't for another couple of weeks. And all I could think, and Hurricane Michael was a bad one. That was a category five hurricane. Mm-hmm. And I'm thinking, you know, can you think of a more difficult day for that woman? She's, you know, childbirth is challenging enough, but during a category five hurricane. So I guess their mother was trying to say, like, you know, this is what's going to be happening. And sometimes it's not so pleasant. Like, you know, certainly I'm sorry to hear that your mom passed. I know that she had a lot of physical issues, but, you know, still it's losing her mom. But I was doing a reading for somebody recently, and the spirits that came through kept giving me 16 and kept talking about her husband and how 16 was significant, 16. And she wasn't sure. And I said, well, this is very strong. She contacted me about a month later and said that her husband died a week after I did the reading on the 16th of that month.
Mm.
So numbers can indicate a lot of things. And if you just indulge me for a second, there's a lot of people, religious people, that think that, well, see, this is what's wrong with mediumship, because see what happened, and that those mm-hmm. people died. Yeah, but the spirits aren't the ones that are causing these people to die. On the quantum level, spirits are pure energy, and quantum physicists have said that when you get to the quantum level, to a purely energetic state, which spirits are pure energy, that time in the way that we know it doesn't exist.
Right.
So that's past, present, future. And spirits are able to pick up on that, and they're transferring this information to me, but they're not causing these people to die.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, one final word on this little segment before we go off to a break is that Erna Atkerson, Brenda's mom, died at the age of 98. And,
yes.
You know, we had expected it to be much earlier.
Yes. But,
so we got a clear message. We just didn't know it at the time. Hold on. We'll be back with more.
Have you ever wished there was a drug-free solution to inflammation and pain that was safe, easy, and didn't involve a doctor? Now there is. It's called the Little Magic Machine by some. It's an FDA-cleared device for both inflammation and pain, which you can use in your own home. Users place their hand, covered with a patented glove, inside a vacuum chamber where a special microprocessor manages the application of negative pressure and heat to safely infuse heat into the circulatory system, reducing blood thickness and increasing microvascular circulation. Why is microvascular circulation important? This is where the body heals, gets its nutrients, and pain and inflammation are reduced at the core level. To find out more, go to littlemagicmachine.com or call 800-460-2144. That's 800-460-2144 for all the information you need on the Little Magic Machine.
The latest trend to hit the store shelves has the whole country buzzing. Cannabidiol, or CBD, might just be the greatest discovery of our generation, and it comes from a plant that is not so new, agricultural hemp. Yes, after 70 years of prohibition and misunderstanding, hemp is back to help you stay healthy and balanced. Growing research is showing that we have a lot to learn from the remarkable hemp plant. Nutrient-rich products like Plus CBD Oil's Total Plant Complex concentrated products provide broad-spectrum nutrition, including fatty acids, plant sterols, cannabinoids, terpenes, and naturally occurring vitamin E. From seed to shelf, all Plus CBD Oil products provide the highest quality hemp-derived CBD products available, and are offered in a variety of delivery systems and flavors to suit your needs. Ask your local independent health food store about Plus CBD Oil products by CV Sciences today, and learn more about the CBD evolution at pluscbdoil.com. That's pluscbdoil.com.
This is Conscious Talk. For most of us, the New Year's resolution to lose those extra pounds turns to frustration when the weight bounces back no matter how many calories you cut or how many protein meals you eat. The shocking truth is, it's not your fault. Science discovered that the alkalizing mineral salts our bodies need are no longer found in our food due to our depleted soils, which causes acid buildup in the body and a condition called metabolic acidosis. When you are too acidic, fat forms to protect your body. Thus, your diet actually leads to that dreaded bounce back in weight. What you need is Power pH with BioPH, the most powerful alkalizing ingredient ever developed. The amazing effect of BioPH is that it buffers and removes the acid in your body that causes you to gain weight. Make your weight loss program work with clinically proven Power pH. For more information and to order, go to powersofph.com. That's powersofph.com.
Today, more than ever, new technology is being created to help humankind. But few address subtle energy, which is the energy of life, we refer to as consciousness. A new company, Focus Life Force Energy Innovations, has created this technology and made it affordable to all of us. What makes this technology different is it can focus subtle life force energy on a property and everything within it. It can also be attached to a mobile object, such as a cell phone, so the energy goes with you. The benefit of this energy includes better sleep, an enhanced feeling of well-being, boosts natural healing ability, more joy, mitigation of electromagnetic energy, and much, much more.
Oh, and hey, don't forget to apply for a 15-day free trial with no strings attached. Go to ConsciousTalk.net and click on the Conscious Partners at the top of the homepage and drop down to Focused Life Force Energy. Experience the difference Focused Life Force Energy gives you.
Make it a great day. Keep your dial on Alternative Talk 1150.
And welcome back. Yes, you are listening to Conscious Talk. It's radio that makes a difference. And, you know, we're making a difference today with someone that we've had experiences with. We just reported on one. It's Mark Anthony. And his website, you really want to check this out as well as his books. It's evidenceofeternity.com. So as you guessed, if you've just joined us, Mark is not just an attorney. You know, and that was my play on words, evidence of attorney. he is a psychic medium of great note.
So let's go here, Mark. You wrote your book, Never Letting Go. That was the first book. Let's just do a little recap on that book, why you wrote it and kind of some of the information in it, so that people that want to pick up your book, Never Letting Go, they can do that.
Never Letting Go is a guide on the journey through grief. And I wrote that after my mom passed. My mother and I were very, very close. And, you know, it'd be funny because we'd go out for lunch, you know. I used to love it. On a Saturday, I'd get a call around 10 a.m. and it would be mom. And she'd say, Mark, are you busy today? Because I was wondering if you'd go with me to the mall for, you know, about 10 minutes. Well, that really meant like 6 hours. And I knew that my mom wanted to spend the day with me. And so, you know, we would go and she'd, you know, go shopping and we'd go out to lunch, you know, and we'd talk and it'd be cool because, like, you know, she'd scan people's auras like, hey, look at that aura, you know, that, yeah. Not that we weren't being invasive, but, you know, she would show me like, look at that person, something's going on with them because their aura is fluctuating and all that. And mm-hmm. she taught me a lot of things. And so we were really, really close. And after she passed, it was probably about a week. And I was really, really upset. And I remember I was driving back from court. I was practicing law full time then. Now my time is focused on what I'm doing with the spiritual work. And I pulled over. I just pulled over into this parking lot. It was at some type of strip mall or something. And I was just so upset. And I'm sitting there and, you know, Rob and Brenda, this flash of light went off, and I'm not sure if it was in the car or in my mind's eye in my head, and I immediately looked at the passenger side seat and I saw my mother's profile in a silver white light for like a second. It was like wham, like that. And my head filled with a message, and it was her voice. And she said, Mark, you've been given the gift of mediumship so that you would not be crushed by grief, but now you must help those who are suffering with theirs.
Wow.
And it's like, whoa. And that started me writing Never Letting Go. I mean, I didn't, like, you know, immediately go back to my office and start writing it, but it became apparent that, because a lot of the grief books and books by other mediums that I'd read, they were okay, but I didn't find them particularly helpful. Mm-hmm. And so I'm very honored to have written Never Letting Go, because it's in several different languages. It's still, you know, doing very well sales-wise, and it has been recommended by hospices and grief counselors all over the world. Mm-hmm. And I remember, you know, and people think if you publish a book that it's like winning the lottery. Well, newsflash. It is not.
It is not. That's
it
true.
Is not. It certainly gets your ideas and thoughts out there. And unless your name is J.K. Rowling, Stephen King, or, you know, Tom Clancy, don't expect on, you know, buying a beach house in Maui anytime soon.
Right.
But I remember I received a letter and I opened it, and it was from this woman in Australia who said that she was so overcome with grief. And she was about to she was contemplating suicide, and that she, for some reason, was in a bookstore and saw, she said, literally, Mark, I was going through books and yours just fell off the shelf right in front of me. And I read it. And because of that, I decided that maybe I should not and just keep pushing forward. Mm-hmm. And it dawned on me at that point that if I'd only sold that one book, and albeit it's on the other side of the world, then all of the aggravation that you have to go through to get a book published and put up with publishers and agents and people that write nasty things to you doesn't matter.
Yeah.
It's the intent, it's the purpose, it's why I wrote the book, is about helping people cope with loss. And that's why I wrote Never Letting Go. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, it couldn't be a more apropos time for this book to make its appearance again in even a stronger way, Mark, with so much grief out there, so much loss going on the planet right now. And I, before we get to talking about evidence of eternity, I want to focus a little bit here on the COVID-19 and the, you know, and the Black Lives Matter and the chaos that's in this country. And I know there's chaos across the globe. But have you had any information or insight about COVID-19 and about how there is a great purpose in what's going on right now?
Absolutely. It's funny. Gosh, you know, talk about synchronicity. Somebody contacted me yesterday and said, you know, Mark, you did a reading for me last September of 2019. And in the reading, you kept telling me that you saw me wearing a surgical mask and all these people around me wearing a surgical mask. And she said, well, it didn't make any sense at the time because I don't work in the medical industry. And he said, yeah, something about March of 2020, I see you wearing surgical masks. And now when I look back, there were several readings in late 2019 that were talking about COVID. And in fact, there was a couple people that I said, this relative of yours, and the spirits even named it, have to watch out for their health. And I understand one of them actually passed from COVID. But in a global sense, COVID-19, and this is what I've been getting from the other side, is like a karmic shockwave for the whole planet. And for a brief period of time, like in March, April, when the canals of Venice were suddenly clear and dolphins appeared in them, the skies of Mumbai, India, and Beijing, China were pollution free. Even my friends in LA said they'd never seen blue skies like they did, because when people were in quarantine, pollution, carbon emissions were dropping. Also, even though people were in quarantine, they were spending time with their families. And it seemed like we were given a glimpse of what could be. And the fascinating thing is how all of the world scientists were suddenly working on a common cause, is to find a treatment, a vaccine, a cure, what have you, for COVID. We were given a glimpse of what we can do if we put our brain trust, our scientists working together for common purpose, that we could come up with clean ways of dealing with fossil fuels or alternate energy, of our focus on family, and our science and technology can come up with solutions to global warming, to food, to overpopulation, to how we're destroying the oceans and deforesting the planet. We were given that opportunity, and the whole world saw it. And then, oh, we have to reopen. Money, 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 and the greed, the avarice, the control. We even seem to be getting along with Russia and China for a while. You know, we're sending them ventilators and vice versa. And then human beings apparently have slid right back into our ways. So from a karmic standpoint, it has been a pause, a heartbeat in time to show us what we can do, because we have the wherewithal, the intelligence, and the ability to make the world a better place.
And I would say that what I get, and I kind of got this from the beginning, and didn't expect us to go in the higher direction necessarily until we had really plumbed the depths and explored, our shadow side as a human community. And, you know, we're still in that, Mark. And I think it's actually, as painful as it is, it's good that we're getting to see that, because we will have the opportunity to purge that. So, you know, here we are.
And here we are, Mark. As you said, we kind of went right back to wanting to go back to normal, all about the money, all about business, you know. And so have your guides said anything about, are we learning anything? Do we have to experience even something bigger? Because we seem to flip right out of it as soon as we could, right back into the same old thing.
Well, the one thing I have been getting, it was interesting because in last year, they kept talking about how March of 2020 was, you know, everything was going to change. And in the past 4 months, I keep getting from the other side. I've been getting several readings. I'd say about 95% of the readings that I do, the spirits that come through reference COVID. And what I get consistently is March 2021, there's going to be a reversal, and things are going to start getting better with COVID. And it appears to me that there will be a vaccine, some type of viable treatment by that time. As far as humanity getting better, I'm not getting those messages, but I'm also getting that we're not going to be destroying ourselves in some type of nuclear holocaust.
Which is a good thing.
Which is a real good thing.
Yeah. But,
you know, and Rob, you brought up a very important point.
Well, hold that thought. You can bring that point up in just a moment because we have to jump off to a quick break. We're going to take a pause here, but we will be right back with Mark Anthony. You're listening to Conscious Talk.
Stop breathing right now. No, really, hold your breath. This is how it feels when you're stuffed up due to colds, flu, pollen, dander, post-nasal drip, or any other reason. That's when you need clear saline nasal spray, the only spray with the power of xylitol. That simple saline solution you're using is only doing half the job. It's just rinsing. In multiple research studies, xylitol has been shown to reduce bacterial adhesion and help keep your nose moist and clean much longer than saline alone, making Clear more effective at washing away that nasty gunk in your nose. Clear is so powerful, it's been granted over 11 patents. So step up from that wimpy saline spray to something that actually works faster and better at getting you the relief you need to start breathing now. And if your doctor isn't talking to you about Clear for your congestion, maybe you need to get a new doctor. You don't just rinse your hands. Why would you just rinse your nose? Clear saline nasal spray with xylitol. Available at Walmart, CVS, Whole Foods, Rite Aid, and everywhere else. Or clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Now go wash your nose.
Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics, not just another powder in a capsule. With hundreds of probiotic products to choose from, what makes health experts worldwide consider Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics superior? Dr. O'Hara's crowning distinction is the 500-plus postbiotic metabolites produced during its 3-year fermentation process. Why are postbiotics so important? Postbiotics are vital for sustained digestive balance and overall immune health. Postbiotics are fundamental for hormonal balance, weight management, skin care, and brain health. Postbiotics are the Dr. O'Hara advantage that is essential to our health and wellness. Encapsulated in a vegetarian soft gel, Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics is a live paste of 12 strains of probiotic bacteria and nourishing prebiotics from whole fruits and vegetables. Join the millions of people worldwide who know the power of Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. Go to www.essentialformulas.com today to find a retailer near you or search online.
If you're on a journey from head to heart, then you're listening to Conscious Talk.
Have you ever wished there was a drug-free solution to inflammation and pain that was safe, easy, and didn't involve a doctor? Now there is. It's called the Little Magic Machine by some. It's an FDA-cleared device for both inflammation and pain, which you can use in your own home. Users place their hand, covered with a patented glove, inside a vacuum chamber where a special microprocessor manages the application of negative pressure and heat to safely infuse heat into the circulatory system, reducing blood thickness and increasing microvascular circulation. Why is microvascular circulation important? This is where the body heals, gets its nutrients, and pain and inflammation are reduced at the core level. To find out more, go to littlemagicmachine.com
or call 800-460-2144. That's 800-460-2144 for all the information you need on the Little Magic Machine.
Mom, can I have some Sprite?
Sure, honey.
Thanks, Mom.
You know what that is? That's the sound of my child thanking me for giving her something that's actually good for her teeth. Spry Gum is part of the Spry Dental Defense System, a complete line of oral care products made with 100% xylitol, the all-natural sweetener with proven dental benefits. So when we're at home, my whole family uses Spry toothpaste and mouthwash to help strengthen our teeth and reduce the risk of tooth decay. And when we're on the go, I just throw some Spry Gum and mints right into my bag. My kids love it, and I love that it's all natural. No sugar, no aspartame, or any other chemicals. Just think of that. I reward my kids for taking care of their teeth at home by giving them gum and mints on the go that are good for their teeth. Visit SpryDental.com or ask for Spry by name at your local health food store. You can also ask your dentist about Spry and make sure your mouth is receiving all the benefits of 100% xylitol products.
At Vitamin Shoppe, Sprouts, Kroger, and most natural product retailers. Find a retailer near you at clear.com.
Organic, free range, and fresh daily. Alternative Talk, 1150.
And welcome back, folks. Thanks for tuning in with us here today on Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. And today we have a very special guest with us, Mark Anthony. Terrific person. We love Mark. He's one of our favorites. We had to have him back, even though he didn't have his third book out, but he does have two books, The Evidence of Eternity and Never Letting Go, both amazing books. His website, evidenceofeternity.com. Com.
Well, so Mark, we wanted you to pick up on, you know, I gave a little bit of my view of what was going on and how we were plumbing the depths, and you had some remarks to that.
Yeah, you said you were told we weren't going to destroy ourselves like with a nuclear bomb, but can you finish making those points?
Well, but what I see is an increasing hostility of China towards the rest of the world, which is not a good thing. Mm-hmm. And I mean, all we have to do is watch the news to see that. And also, I don't like seeing the way Russia is becoming increasingly aggressive. Mm-hmm. And you know, I never like to make political statements or get involved. But all I'm going to say is this. Everybody needs to vote this election, because if you don't vote, you don't have a right to complain. But, yes. Rob, you brought up an interesting point in the last segment where you said how, you know, we've been brought to the depths of things. And the truth is that we grow in response to adversity. Mm-hmm. And COVID is definitely a very, very adverse, very toxic, very dangerous thing. And it's killing hundreds of thousands, you know, eventually by the time it's over, it'll be millions of people worldwide. And this is giving us as a human race, as the human race, an opportunity to put our intellectuals, our scientists working to improve conditions on this planet. Mm-hmm. And it's the same thing with grief. When people are absolutely devastated, many people, you have a choice. You don't have a choice in that you can change what happened. In other words, right. We have no control over how someone we love died. What we have control over, Rob and Brenda, is how we react to that. Mm-hmm. And some people turn to drugs, alcohol, impulsive behaviors, hypersexuality, all these type of feel good or avoidance or rage and anger. Yet other people embrace their grief. They confront it. They seek out counseling, and it leads to an advanced sense of spirituality, healing, mm-hmm. and that actually in the long run makes them deeper, more compassionate, more sympathetic, more empathetic people. Mm-hmm. And the truth is, we would not change, evolve, and grow spiritually or personally if everything were good all the time, because right. the motivation isn't there. So there is a plus side, if you will, to everything, because in loss there is gain, as in gain there is loss.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I've always felt that the kind of service that you provide ultimately brings people peace and personal peace in facing this whole idea of transitioning to another kind of existence. It's really good to know that there is a kind of existence beyond this, because mm-hmm. otherwise, you know, it just doesn't make much sense.
Mm-hmm. And that's going to lead us into, Mark, our discussion about your book, Evidence of Eternity, which is your second book that you have out. Because we've known from everyone we've talked to, we've known from our personal experiences that there is so much evidence that the soul just transfers and goes on. We drop this particular physical body and we move on. We move forward. And chances are we reincarnate back on Earth. Not everybody will, maybe. I don't know that. Maybe you know more about that than I do. But it gives us that opportunity to know, because when I went to church as a Christian, my parents, they believed that this was it. This is your one and only lifetime, and you better make the most of it or else you're not going to have another chance. And that really, I think, was very stressful on me as a young child, thinking, wow, I don't know how long I'm going to live, and I got to do it all in one life, and what if I can't? And it was very kind of stressful to believe that way. So when we come back from this next quick break, we're going to take a quick pause here. We're going to talk about evidence of eternity. And I have a question I want to start the segment with, Mark, that might be a little bit different than some of the questions you get.
Right. He already has a lot to comment on just from that little soliloquy.
Yeah.
So stay tuned, folks. We have a lot more with Mark Anthony. We'll be back with more.
The pursuit of a healthy immune system is so important for our long-term health. And being healthy for the long-term is everyone's goal, right? So which immune health supplement is recommended for those who also have cardiovascular concerns? Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. Aged Garlic Extract, regarded as one of the leading natural heart health supplements, has been clinically proven to help reduce high blood pressure and inflammation. Experts believe this alleviates demands on the body's energy stores, freeing it up to fight invaders. The result? A more responsive immune system. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract begins with 100% organically grown garlic and is the most scientifically researched, highest quality, and best-selling odorless garlic extract supplement. And for extra support, get Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract Immune Formula 103. Try Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract for a healthy heart and a healthy immune system. Discover more at kyolic.com. That's KYOLIC.com.
Just because it's simple doesn't mean it's insignificant.
Now more than ever, it is important to have a healthy immune system. Many health professionals agree that probiotics are a leading natural therapy for boosting immune health. Why? Because 70% of your body's immune cells reside in the GI tract. By taking a superior probiotic daily, like Dr. O'Hara's probiotics with their postbiotic metabolites, you can enhance your overall immune system and immune response. For additional immune support, get RegActive's immune formula to boost your glutathione levels, since our glutathione levels go down if we feel stressed. Maintaining glutathione levels is a key factor for natural defense. For a short-term immune boost, try Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus, which provides probiotic and immune support and includes Brazilian green propolis for superior antioxidant support and vitamin E, astaxanthin, and flax oil. Be proactive about your immune health. Ask your retailer today about Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, RegActive Immune Formula, and Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus today. Also available online.
On the path to good health and well-being? Alternative Talk 1150 is the station for you.
Hey, welcome back, everyone. You are still tuned in to Conscious Talk, and that's the operative word, tuned in. Check it out at ConsciousTalk.net. And for those of you that missed the beginning of our conversation with Mark Anthony, hey, it's all there. It's going to be in the archives. It will be podcasts on your favorite podcast service like Podcast One or Apple. You know, you can find it at ConsciousTalk.net.
Okay, Mark, I have a question for you because we want to get into your book, Evidence of Eternity, and you were talking about that. A little bit, saying that spirit does go on and you actually are in touch with a lot of these spirits, which is so cool. My question is, have you ever had a spirit say, I'm sorry I died? I wish I wouldn't have transitioned?
Yes and no. And let me explain what I mean by that. I've never had a spirit say that they were upset that they were on the other side. But I've had spirits say to people, I'm sorry that I died because I see how it has affected you so deeply. Mm. And what they tell me consistently is that there's an appointed time that we come into this existence and this incarnation and a time that we're going out. And, you know, especially it's very difficult for parents who've lost a child to understand that. And I get that. I mean, the last thing you ever want to say to somebody is, well, the spirit of your daughter said that she had to die at this time because that was, you know, the time she was going to leave. Mm-hmm. But that is often what they're saying.
Yes.
So they understand very clearly how painful this is for people here. Mm-hmm. But one of the reasons they reach out is to let us know that life truly is eternal.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's very, you know, very beautiful and compassionate of them. I'm sad that people on the other side are sad because they left when they did. Because when we leave and we leave, Mark, isn't that the highest and best thing we can do? We leave when we leave.
Yeah. My father always referred to it as our reward.
Yeah.
Well, so, it is. And they're not sad. I'm sorry if I gave that impression. What it is, they're sorry to see how much pain somebody's in, but yeah. I've yet to meet a spirit that's, oh, boo-hoo, I'm dead. They're always happy. You know, we're the ones who are in hell. The archetypal hell of, you know, you judge and you get cast into a lake of fire, that's a bunch of primitive Iron Age and medieval nonsense. I'm sorry if I'm offending people, but it is.
Yep.
And, you know, all these dogmatic, entrenched religions that think the entire universe and multiverses are somehow interpreted through something written by people who thought the world was flat, I mean, you know, is just, it's mythological nonsense.
Right.
And, you know, people need to understand that God created humans and humans created religions.
Yes.
And not to knock religions, but they are a human attempt to understand the infinite.
Mm-hmm.
And let's take a very, very famous example. I mean, for everyone who has studied the Bible or at least seen the movie The Ten Commandments,
mm-hmm.
when Moses is on Mount Sinai and encounters the burning bush
mm-hmm.
and explains that the bush was burned yet not consumed by the fire. And so this is according to the Bible story in Exodus, I believe it's Exodus 2, or is it Exodus 3? Anyways, either Exodus 2 or 3. And this is when God's talking to Moses. Well, we now know that spirits are pure energy, and they're pure electromagnetic energy. And this is one of the topics I discuss in Evidence of Eternity and in my upcoming book as well. And how would somebody like Moses, who lived in the Bronze Age, describe an encounter with an intensely concentrated form of electromagnetic energy?
Mm.
For him, the most powerful source of energy at the time would have been a fire. So mm-hmm. he'd be describing in a Bronze Age terms, it was like a fire that burned yet did not consume the bush.
Mm-hmm.
So Moses was encountering electromagnetic energy, but he was using the vernacular of the day to describe what we now have quantum physics to explain.
Right.
So, so even though I people think I'm knocking religion, if you look at it, there's a lot of things in there where people are trying to interpret this encounter with the infinite. And of course, they're using the skill set that was available to them at the time. I've got several other examples, but I'll just give that one. So God is so much more. The afterlife is so much more. Our soul is so much more than these primitive constructs.
Mm-hmm.
But we can't completely discount them because for many people, they find comfort in these allegories and these parables, these metaphors, to understand what it is to interface with the divine. The problem is when you get so entrenched, you think my way is the only way and you're wrong. And therefore, let's start a war so that our religion can kill yours. I mean, that's where it completely goes wrong.
Yeah, that's where it goes to that insanity level and just it's crazy making.
Right. Well, we, you know, always find comfort in the idea of what an adventure, you know, we're on and the kind of hold that for, you know, we all have these times in our lives when, you know, we have to deal with difficulties, you know, physical or otherwise, and until we're not anymore. And it brings great comfort to, I know the conversations and the messages we got in our experience with you was really comforting.
Mm-hmm.
And also it was kind of interesting trying to figure it out.
Yeah, and it was very confirming, Mark. I remember you said that I had a group of angels behind me and Archangel Michael was there. Well, that was very confirming for me. It's interesting, I've had a consistency of information from other mediums that I've been around and heard from and done readings with me, and there's always a confirmation about Archangel Michael. And of course, that's a huge comfort to me because I speak to Archangel Michael a lot. He's not the only one, but I do feel his presence, and I feel very protected by him. And so to have that confirmation, which I'm sure with a lot of people when you do readings, that is a real confirmation for them when you can tell them certain things about their loved ones or perhaps an angel that they do work with or they're familiar with.
Yes, and that's one thing I'm so thankful for, how the collective consciousness of the other side, I call it the collective consciousness, because spirits are never alone. Spirits being pure energy are linked to other spirits that are linked to other spirits, so on and so forth. And that's why many times when they come through, they'll transmit information through me of a medical nature or of a future event, like in the case of what happened with your mom and other things that far exceeded the scope of anything that they knew in this world. That's because they're patched into this, we can call it the cosmic internet, but it really is. I mean, they will transmit to me medical information. Now, I was a personal injury attorney in addition to being a prosecutor at one point and a criminal defense lawyer as well. So I have a basic understanding of anatomy and physiology, but when they start talking to me about genetic anomalies and markers and these diseases or conditions I've never heard of, it's the biggest surprise to me as it is anybody else. Mm-hmm. But and I had somebody one time at a public event go, well, why would they tell us about our health? Like, you know, why would they care? And it's like, well, isn't healing a gift from God?
Yes. Very good point.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's the kind of thing, Mark, you know, what you were just telling us is that's really why I think people will enjoy reading your books, Evidence of Eternity. I'm stuck with that one.
So maybe that should be the title of my new book.
Yeah, right.
Well, the new book, you know, because people are asking me what's the title. There's a couple working titles. The manuscript is written. I'm just doing some refinement on it, and I'm hoping that it'll be available toward the end of 2021. But there's a lot going on with it and some other projects, but it is in the works. And Brendan, Rob, I know you're going to like it because mm-hmm. both of you like the science behind right. spirit communication.
Yeah.
And the way I try to write is I remember sitting in law school and being bored to death reading, you know, property law, civil procedure, federal basic income taxation. It was like, you know, boring, and important information, but so dull it was just, you know, insufferable. And I made a decision in my very early 20s that I'm never going to do that to anybody. So I will explain quantum physics. I'll explain the nature of frequency, but then illustrate it with a fast moving or poignant story, because it is imperative that people understand what I do is not hocus pocus.
And right. Good. We're going to have to end it there because we're running out of time, Mark. And thank you. Thank you so very, very much for this great interview. And folks, thank you. Have a beautiful day. We'll see all of you next time right here on Conscious Talk.
What if you could be your own healer? Well, you can unleash your natural healing abilities with the AIM program of energetic balancing. This exciting new spiritual technology has been featured in best-selling books like Natural Cures and in Dr. Wayne Dyer's There's a Spiritual Solution to Every Problem. The AIM program of energetic balancing allows you to heal yourself 24 hours a day from anywhere in the world. More than 60,000 people have experienced the AIM program of energetic balancing. The novel Sanctuary, The Path to Consciousness, walks you through one's journey of self-healing with this spiritual technology. To learn more about energetic self-healing, you can order the novel Sanctuary today by calling 877-500-3622 or request a free AIM information kit. Call 877-500-3622 or visit energeticmatrix.com. Unleash your natural self-healing abilities with the AIM program of energetic balancing.
You're listening to Conscious Talk, where meditation is our medication.
Did you know by age 35, most people start to notice the effects of declining hormone levels? Symptoms include lack of energy, less focus, decreased sex drive, weight gain, and poor quality sleep. Twist 25 DHEA cream helps men and women 35 and up to maintain vitality, youthful vigor, enhanced mood and focus, and a better night's sleep. As a base building block for hormones, DHEA gives the body a key foundation it uses to make hormones. Visit twist25.com to learn more or call 888-489-4782. 888-4 Twist 25.